KX93.5, Human Crafted Radio in Laguna Beach, California, and we're really glad to be joined by the band Swim. It's been, what, like 3-4 years since you guys have been in here, and a lot has happened that we're going to talk about. Their new debut full-length record, Sentimental Porno, came out last week. We're going to talk about that in the album release show coming up, but first we're going to hear them play live. So Swim, we've got Chris, Hanny, and Taylor in studio. They're going to start with an acoustic version of their song Bedrooms whenever you guys are ready.
The bedrooms are full on Sunday of every kind of lover wondering what they gave away, and it's me. Yeah, it's you. Well, I change for money. Oh God, give me the opportunity to see. Yeah, sometimes the simplest thing can make living seem worth the fight. Like a woman keeping her hair long, long after it's grown white.
Band Swim live in studio on KX93.5. Go ahead and hop on those other microphones, guys, and we'll catch up. Welcome back to the radio station.
Thanks so much.
Yeah, it's so nice to have you. So let's do a little compare and contrast. 4 years ago, when you were here with Mookie, who's no longer here, but when you were here with him, what was going on in the band's life, and now what's going on in the band's life?
Well, we had just moved to L.A. from Florida at that point,
yeah.
Like fresh fresh from Florida. We did a 2-month tour. It was like the first tour that we ever did a swim. It was like we basically put out an EP, started the band, put out the EP, did a 2-month tour across the U.S., ended the tour in California, and we're like, the friends that toured with us had an opening in their warehouse in downtown L.A., and we kind of just more or less spur of the moment, we're like, let's just stay.
Wow.
So we
Their warehouse being a place to live.
Yeah.
Not to drive a forklift.
There's lots of forklifts and cement. It's next to a cement factory.
Gotcha.
And a UPS freight station. So it's like the heart of industrialization
wow.
downtown LA.
Do you still live there?
I do.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's, just you.
Out of the three of us, yeah, it's me. And then there's like a couple other guys that play in a band called Sego that I live with.
Cool.
Yeah.
So Hannah, you moved to a real apartment or something.
I did, yeah. Not to minimize living in the warehouse.
I'm the only one living the Peter Pan lifestyle.
Well, that's really cool, guys. And it's obviously a long time coming, your debut full length, which just came out. Album release party next week at the Terragram on the 21st. So it's quite a bit maybe harder to release a full length than people might think, since it's been EPs up to this point. So what's the journey that went into making that?
Well,
a lot
Annie?
Of back and forth about could we, should we, when, how, you know, why? Why are we doing
why is
this?
A good question. Why? Yeah.
Yeah, the why is like is a really big one nowadays. And I actually, pertaining to that, I just wrote this little essay like last week, kind of again, spur of the moment. The day of the release, I had gotten a text. I woke up from a text from my friend in the middle of the night that was just said, I just found Courtney Love on Raya, and Raya is like, I don't know if you don't know, it's like it's basically Tinder for LA socialites / actors /
okay.
like artists.
You have
types.
To be like invited.
You have to be accepted as a member. I'm okay. not on it.
It's pretty cool.
Have you applied?
I haven't applied.
Okay.
More or less just because I'm scared that I'll get denied.
Right.
But I haven't yet. And I you know, in the essay, I talk about how like I'll give my pride another 6 months before I like try to do it, but it's just this weird thing where you're all of a sudden connected to like actors and musicians like Courtney Love that you're like, I shouldn't be this close to them. And then in a roundabout way, it led me to talking about like how nothing is sacred, including the album, but yet we still are putting out our first full-length album. And just wondering like, yeah, like what is the point? But
right.
I still think there's a point.
Sure. I mean, you must think you guys can make something out of it if you've spent this much time doing it.
Yeah.
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 I mean, that's what I'm saying. It was up and down of like, do we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have other jobs too, or is this is full time right now?
Some of us do, yes.
Yeah.
I do as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I do. I was going to say I'm a mailman. I don't know why, but... that's actually Chris's nickname, but no, I actually work. I lead two lives.
Okay.
So I actually work at like a in tech, just for like a web design and
okay, cool.
development company too. So
so if all else fails, you can support the band.
That's
with
my with that's
the job
my plan.
Like that. Yeah,
that's why I've been working so hard. Yeah.
Well, I love your music, guys. I've loved you all this time, and it's really cool to see you finally, after the years of hard work, put out this record, which is called Sentimental Porno. I had sort of a theme between the title and the first song you just played, Bedroom. So thematically, that song and the title of the record, what does it all mean?
Well, it came together, the name came together after the music, and realizing that the common thread throughout the album was sex, but not in the necessarily like, let's be gratuitously sexual for the sake of... not in like the sense of like peaches or something, which
sure.
I mean, you
yeah.
know, down to get down to some peaches, but that
right.
wasn't really the sentiment of it. It was more or less kind of like the intrinsic element that kind of like was the thing that brought all the romance in the last like, you know, time that we've moved to LA that I've noticed. It was also like things that I was dealing with like family and like coming to realizations about maybe your parents like marriage and like why they divorced. And like, I mean, that's what a lot of Bedrooms, the song that we just played,
gotcha.
Like some of that is about that. And just like, just kind of learning how to think or even accept certain things about like sexuality and how it plays a role in romance and
quite a tough subject to tackle in one record.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think I like initially set out to do it. I think it was just going through like living in LA for the first time and like dating in LA, which is like so weird.
Without the assistance of Raya.
Without the assistance of Raya, which like I deserve a little pat on the back because everyone else is using something. And I'm just going, you know, old school.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, very cool. Again, the band is Swim. We've got Chris Haney and Taylor here as well. Let's talk about Taylor for a moment because I don't think she was here last time you were here.
So yeah, this is
actually not a. I'm like an honorary, sometimes, you know, cameo member.
Don't sell
Swim.
Yourself short. I think you're great.
Thank you. Thank
you is. Very much. She's definitely like the talented singer of the group, even though she's not technically in the group, but still, I'll just like steal her to come and like make everything sound better whenever
which I'm
I can.
Happy to do.
Cool.
Clearly.
Awesome. Well, you guys sound really good together, and I love the way this stripped down thing sounds in our studio. So let's hear another one, shall we? Again, the band is Swim, and their album release show is next week, June 21st at the Terragram. We'll talk a little more about that in a moment, but the next song they're going to do acoustically for us is called Speak Politely. So whenever you guys are ready, please feel free to take it away. Thank you.
can't afford you to go away.
Yeah, you guys, beautiful. Speak Politely by Swim, live in studio on KX93.5. I got a little bit of the gist of that one, Chris, but do you want to tell us the little bit of the story behind that one, too?
Yeah, sure.
Sounds sort of personal.
Yeah. yeah. That one, I feel like no matter how much you grow, and this is me just kind of coming up with this in the moment, because that song takes so many shapes and forms. Mm-hmm. But it's funny to me how no matter like how old you get, you think that you're going to get a handle on like romance and love and all that stuff. And you just don't. Mm-hmm. And like, you're like, okay, I'll learn that from that relationship. And then, I got this down. So I'm pretty much good, you know, like never going to get jealous again. Never going to like care about any, like, anything, and then you just get whipped right back into it, and you're just like, oh dang. And that one especially was kind of like a little bit about the idea of like being super good friends with someone and it diving into like the, you know, non-platonic,
yeah,
gray areas, and how it's like the seesaw, you know, of just like tonight.
Yeah, one day she likes you,
yeah,
and you like
tonight,
her.
And yeah, and tonight you're going home and you're going to do a little something to yourself about that person and then the other way. I'm sorry, I can say that. That's not too
profane. There's no swear words in there,
yeah.
So I think you're okay.
It's life.
And the kids,
you know,
are in school.
It all happens.
Yeah.
We all do
fine.
That stuff.
Yeah.
It's kind of just about like, and you know, for a while when I was writing music, I was so against writing blatant love songs or songs about that, because I just thought it was a little bit just like, how are you going to come at that subject with anything fresh? And
sure,
it's just so overdone. And then I just kind of, with some of these songs, I didn't have a choice, and it was what needed to happen. And so that chorus of like, can't afford you to stay, can't afford you to go away, is like that thing that I think everyone goes through at some point with an ex or like someone that's a friend.
Yeah, I really connected with the mysteries of a woman are beyond me.
Mm-hmm.
Damn straight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No matter how like many times you like think you got some knowledge.
Taylor's laughing over there because she knows she's got us all.
Yeah.
You know?
It's unfair.
You know nothing.
Exactly. Well, again, the band is Swim. Let's talk about the album release show next week. Hanny, do you want to take this one? Terragram Ballroom, tell us about it. What do you guys got planned?
So we're trying to do, we're putting together the set right now. We're trying to do, if we can, almost the entire album. That's the idea. We're going to be opening up for a band called The Fontaines. Really awesome dudes, great music too. So we're pretty excited about that. Also, Terragram too, just a fun room. Sounds great too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I sound like I work for them, but like they really is just every time we've ever been there, it's just always amazing sound.
Cool.
So, yeah, it should be good. I mean, it's like, release. Yeah. That's a loaded word for it too, just because it's been so long, you know, it's not that we've been working on this like throughout this entire time. It's just like, you know, I mentioned earlier, it's just the thought process and the ebbs and flows of like, is now the right time? What about now? How about now? But yeah, it's going to be great. I mean, it's kind of like, I guess celebration is the right word, because I feel like we've all kind of felt that way now that it's kind of out in the world, and you know, we're pretty proud of it. So
cool. So a little party.
A little party.
Celebrating your guys' record.
Yeah.
Do you know how much tickets are and where people can get them? Do you know that info?
So, if you go to our Instagram, which is...
I have a job, I'm sorry.
he can't be, you know, that talented and good-looking and expect him to, like,
know
the
details.
Yeah,
you know. Of course not.
Yeah. We on the Instagram that is ours, Swim Swim Music, right? Swim underscore music. Swim with two M's.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Keep that in mind. So annoying, but sorry.
Googleable.
You know? Yes.
Yeah.
Very Googleable.
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I usually am the one that has to say that.
Yeah.
So I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, if you go to that Instagram, swim underscore music, the link is just right in the profile and it'll lead you to tickets. And,
cool.
Yeah.
Or if you just want to go to Ticketmaster and search it, tickets are $15. Because I looked yesterday.
See?
And I do my work.
This is why you have Taylor around.
This is why we have a woman who is superior in every way.
Clearly.
Well, I think you guys sound great. I'm loving the new sound. I can't wait to see where this takes you. And hopefully next time it won't be such a tough decision to release a record. Hopefully people will be yearning for it.
Oh, thanks so much.
And,
I appreciate
that. You'll
that.
Just do it. Yeah. So Chris, Hanny, and Taylor on backup today. Welcome to the studio. Thanks,
Thank you
guys, for joining us. We'll see you next week at the Terragram. Anything else you want to add before we go?
No, just thanks so much for having us.
Cool.
Yeah.
Thank you guys. All right. We'll see you soon.
Thank you.